Hi guys, how you doing? Osh Oroko here once again. It's been a while. Good to be back, and of course, hope you guys are doing fantastically well. All right, so this episode is going to be talking about writer's block in another way. This time around, talking about, you know, going past the kind of songs that you write. So recently, I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and he complained to me that he's tired of writing the same kind of songs, and he wants to change the way he writes music, and, you know, in a very different way, because, you know, it just sounds like the same thing over and over again. And personally, I've experienced that as well, and it kind of made me stop writing songs for a while, because I felt like I was beating myself over and over again. So, what I advised him to do really was what I did, which is, you know, just take a break for a minute and, you know, listen to different kinds of songs around the world. One thing I discovered about these great hits that are written by great songwriters, you know, Maroon 5 and the rest of them, is a lot of these people mimic their songs, you know, like other songs from the past, you know, even as far back as the 60s and stuff like that. And so I started listening to a lot of music from the 60s and Frank Sinatra and just all kinds of songs I could find, even different languages as well. And what I found was really interesting was that, you know, I learned a lot from the songwriting techniques, like repetition, you know, repeating chords, repeating words or choruses and stuff like that to achieve a much higher, you know, and a very different way of songwriting. Also, the one thing I learned the most was that they kept it very, very simple as well. I've always been fascinated by simplicity in songwriting. I've always thought that it was virtually impossible to keep it simple because, you know, your disposition would be to write so much and complicate it and make it more intricate. But then, you know, keeping it nice and simple is also really important as well, if you're trying to pass your message, of course, so that the people can resonate with what you're writing. And I also learned that if people can sing back your song, then all the better. So the simpler, the better, for learnability by your audience as well. You know, and of course, those that are listening to it in the long run. It goes without saying that, of course, your audience matters. The audience that you are catering to matters. So, you know your audience and, you know, write songs for that particular audience as well. So, yes. So, I hope this helps you out there, wherever you are, I should say, around the world. If you're struggling and you feel like you're writing the same songs over and over again and nothing is new, I recommend you listen to Ed Sheeran songs and just kind of study his songs from his first album till now, and you can see a kind of growth as well, and, you know, in the songwriting choices, and also how he goes about the process, if you will, as well. So before I leave, I'm just gonna drop this last one now. I would recommend that you have a process. Everyone's process is different. Find your niche, how you get there. You know, it could be that you need to go somewhere nice and quiet to do it. Do so, whatever it takes. You know, just, you know, take your time, write from the heart, and everything will turn out fine in the end. All right, so thank you so much for being here with me on this very beautiful day, and it's nice to be back again, and hopefully we'll do some more podcasts this year about music, songwriting, and of course, you know, topic creation, all the likes when it comes to music delivery. Once again, follow me on all platforms at Osh Oroko. I'll see you very soon. Have a good one.